Let's go to somebody who knows a little about evacuations at this point. Supervisor James Gore is here. Supervisor Gore, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing out there?
I am well. How are you doing is the question. I understand you and your family had to evacuate as well yesterday.
Yeah, we did. It was, it's like a lot of people, it's a surprise to get a notification of a mandatory evacuation for flooding. But as you and I have dealt with in the whole community since the fires, it's all about preparedness, not trying to be so safe that you're kind of messing people's lives up, but we got to do it right. So I went home, took care of my property, cut some hand ditches to make sure that areas where water might pool or are not going to flood over and get in my house, unplugged everything, took vital documents, and actually used it as an opportunity to teach my kids and myself in check if we were ready to do what we should have been ready to do after our fires last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And were you?
You know, it did. I, you know, personally kind of called my wife. My wife was traveling out of town, so I got the kids a couple days worth of clothes. I, actually tried to make it fun and not scary for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Went and did some stuff on my, like I said, on my property. Grabbed a big file cabinet of important papers. Put it in the back cab of my truck. Grabbed our passports and went and stayed at my mother-in-law's place and took care of her.
And what is the general location of your home?
So I live on the south end of Hillsburg,
okay.
Right near Hillsburg Veterans Memorial Beach. I also just was about 3 minutes ago, out on the bridge. There's a team from the U.S. Geological Survey. They have actually a skiff, a robot skiff that's in the water. And they're measuring right now at Hillsburg about 45,000 cubic feet per second running under that
wow.
in that area.
Wow.
You know, being somebody who was born in Hillsburg and grown up here, I never seen that. So, we got stuff all over the place. Our dear friends up in Cloverdale, a place called Geysers Road, that road is basically sliding down into nowhere. We got closures everywhere. We're worried about losing River Road outside of another section of Geyserville. So, and then Linda Hopkins and our friends down in the lower river, they're the most impacted. So we got to be smart and be safe.
Yeah, we were hoping that the businesses along Main Street in Guerneville will be spared. And, of course, all of that depends on exactly how high the river goes. And the good news, is that the prognostication level for the river to crest at 46 feet, that hasn't changed much over the course of the last 20 hours or so.
Yeah, it hasn't. And then up here in Hillsburg, it hit about 36 feet, which is high for up here. But one of the keys, Pat, is a lot of people don't understand is, you know, we have to keep releasing water out of Lake Mendocino.
Yeah.
And depending on where these storms hit, if the water is above Lake Mendocino or below Lake Mendocino, it makes a big difference on how we manage that reservoir through the Army Corps and with the Sonoma County Water Agency, or what we call Sonoma Water now. And so there's a choke point here at Hillsburg where the flood control, we can only release so much, because basically by releasing waters to stop a flood, you don't want to cause a flood, right?
There's right.
liability
exactly
and other
issues. Right.
So,
yes.
And with scattered showers over the weekend, that's not the big concern. But if you think about right now, we're forecasting another atmospheric river on like Tuesday. That means we're going to have to be dumping water as much as possible in the interim, which means that the river isn't going to recede as much. Right?
And you're talking about Mendocino. So where does that water get released to?
Well, so what you have, the way our water system works up, is you really have two main spigots, I would say, because we do have an engineered system. One of them is Lake Mendocino, which is above Ukiah. And that really comes down. And then the Lake Sonoma water, where Lake Sonoma, their release is, it's through Dry Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically where I live, just south of Hillsburg, right? I mean, when I say south, I mean, you know, only a quarter of a mile south of Hillsburg. Those two main channels come together, and they go down to the lower river. So you have releases. That's one of the reasons that it's so difficult to manage Guerneville in the lower river section, even though it's a wider chain. Really, there's chokehold points, and they have, when they're releasing from the dams full force from both sides, and then at the same point You know, there's only so much that the ocean can take down out of Jenner. You know, basically, we fill up, we puddle up. So,
yeah, we've seen a lot of that for sure over the last 24 hours or so. And it really is amazing when you get this much rain, record-setting rain, at least in Santa Rosa, how widespread the effect is on the roadways and on traffic and on rescues and things like that. It's been pretty amazing to watch over the last day or so. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that's crazy about this whole thing is because it really, with like the alert and warning and the evacuations, we can see, having gone through this over the past few years with the fires and the criticism and many of it rightfully so placed about not, you know, wailing the alarm. But then over here, what we're seeing in other communities and in ours now too is that if you ring the alarm, then there's a lot of concern that you rang the alarm too early, right? That I could have stayed in my place. There wouldn't have been a problem. I wouldn't have had to be, have my life interrupted.
Yeah, it's always going to be the criticism. Did you get the alert yesterday, James?
I did. I got the alert both on SoCo Alert and on Nixol. It had the you know, and then also on our wireless side. And it had my, I was sitting in the board chambers. We were doing we had some business we had to take care of. We were getting ready for a press conference on the flooding. And, you know, the alert popped up on my phone and it said Balash Avenue. That's where I live. So, you know, as much as there was a part of me that was kind of in my head tugging at it saying, oh, I should be fine. Oh, I'll get home and help take care of the kids and, and take it slow and get it set up. I need to do what I profess to others, which is follow directions. So I got my butt on home and, like I said, prepared my property and got out.
And when do you expect to go back?
I'm going in. There's no blockage to get back into it right now. I'm going to my house right now. My brother's already been back there, so there's no, you know, my house is okay. It's actually up on Pier and Post Foundation, so
okay.
I just have to go see if my barn and garage and other stuff went out. But once again, I unplugged everything, and I think we're good to go.
Words to live by in terms of preparation and leaving one's house if you've got the time to do it. Supervisor Gore, glad you jumped in with us this morning, and be well, stay dry.
Ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure.
Amen to that, brother. That is Supervisor James Gore talking about his own evacuation situation as of yesterday. And yeah, so many of us got those alerts and some didn't. It's still a work in progress, clearly, when it comes to the office of the emergency office center in Sonoma County. I know we got several of them around here. In fact, we all thought the world was ending when they all went off at the same time here. But better an alert that's not needed than one that doesn't come.